The Viewpoints of the Leader, سید مجتبی حسینی خامنه‌ای.
This is part of the message of Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of the martyrdom of Ayatollah Beheshti and his companions, and the National Week of the Judiciary, issued on June 28, 2026.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. My name is Mahdiya, and I'll be speaking to you about our respected leader, Sayyid Mujtaba Hussein Khamenei's message. In our previous episode, we reflected on the sacred responsibilities of the judiciary as outlined by our esteemed leader to safeguard rights, combat corruption, administer justice, and uphold the law. What does this mean in practice? It means that decisive action is taken against all forms of corruption without exception, without hesitation, and without regard for status or influence. Corruption is not a victimless crime. It steals from the people, erodes trust, and weakens the very fabric of society. The judiciary must confront it with unwavering resolve. It means a tangible reduction in the violation of rights. No citizen should fear their rights will be trampled or ignored. The judiciary must stand as a fortress of justice, defending the weak, protecting the oppressed, and ensuring that no one is above the law. It means faster case processing. Justice delayed is justice denied. The people cannot wait years or even decades for their cases to be resolved. The judiciary must work efficiently, ensuring that disputes are settled fairly and promptly, so that lives can move forward and trust in the system can be restored. I'm sure you agree with me that this all means greater integrity and soundness in judicial rulings. Every judgment must be rooted in truth, fairness, and divine guidance. The people must have confidence that rulings are not influenced by power, wealth, or personal bias, but by justice alone. It means easier access to measures of justice. Justice must not be a privilege for the few. It must be accessible to all. The judiciary must remove barriers, whether bureaucratic, financial, or procedural, that prevent ordinary citizens from seeking and obtaining justice. This is the transformation we need, not a transformation of words on paper, but a transformation of lives, of trust, and of hope. The people must feel that the judiciary is on their side, that it exists to serve them, not to rule over them. This must all be visible. This is not an easy task. It requires courage, integrity, and unwavering commitment to truth, but it is a sacred duty, one that the judiciary must fulfill if it is to earn the most respect and confidence of the people. Let us pray for this transformation, that it becomes a reality, that justice prevails and that corruption is defeated, and that the rights of every citizen are protected. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this message. If you like to follow, we will be continuing with more of this message on Iran Radio. Wassalam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.